Wake up, Tucson. It's your town. Get up and get involved. It's Wake Up Tucson with Chris DeSimone on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice.
Morning after the big party.
Look at us. We're lucky we're here, man.
Just rolling it on fumes.
Stragglers.
Rolling it on.
Morning, Tucson.
Great to see the Wakeys yesterday.
That was nice, huh? Thanks, everybody.
I thought we had a pretty good crowd for the middle of summer. It was so weird. There were people that I saw but didn't get to talk to because of the dynamics of the party, right? Because we had six different places in the barrio, Los Barrio. So, like, I remember walking into the Kelly and John, Ron Abbott's Park Place.
Yeah.
Right? Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Right?
Park 2122.
But down the sidewalk, I saw Dan Shearer and his wife.
Right.
But I never got to talk to Dan Shearer and his wife.
Oh, you did? I spent quite a while with the Shearers.
I saw him. Well, you know what happened was I got in the Ron and Kelly's place, which is so beautiful. It's probably one of the coolest little.
It's really cool. People walked in and went, wow, this is neat, but there's nothing going on in there. Everything was. Because they weren't having an event, right?
Yeah. So
you may have your own event? Is that
but for weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, one of the things we were talking about last night, I've always wanted to do a Wake Up Tucson food festival, right? Where we basically get like Arizona original crew, maybe doing some music, right? But then all of these restaurants that we're friends and allies with,
uh-huh.
We literally do the little Wake Up food festival and benefit some sort of charity
sure.
that we want to take care of.
Cool, cool.
I'm thinking, well, that's like the perfect place to do it. It's the right size. It's totally beautiful. And actually, I think Ron and Kelly had a couple of people looking at it actually for weddings.
Right.
They have people in their lives who are possibly getting hitched. Do you know anyone that's going to get hitched anytime soon?
Not yet. I'm hoping, but not yet. So the Foothills Club... our Foothills Club had our Valentine's gala
there. That's right.
We moved different places. We had it there like 2 or 3 years ago.
I remember that.
That was great. It got the big old love on the side. It's got the caboose outside in the back for pictures. Like when you have a wedding, you can get pictures, you know, on the back of the caboose and with the flags and all that. A great space. We had the 80s and gentlemen there. Plenty of room for a band and dancing and a gala event.
I love that little back area, too.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So anyhow, we had casino games going in one room. We had wine tasting in another room. We had singing, dancing, and dining in the other room. It was very cool. Very cool down there. And they do a great job. So it's good for just about any event you're thinking about.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. I've been there, done that. It's good stuff.
7-9.
What are you reading?
Oh, I got the old.
What the hell are you reading?
The old Explorer newspaper.
Okay.
It's something where.
I might say it won't take long, but go ahead. There's always something good in there. We'll find something.
It's just the Oro Valley elections are heating up, and it's I love watching the mayor get all upset and call people disingenuous and liars, and it's pretty hilarious. Speaking of Satish Hiremath, his challenger Joe Winfield will be here at 6:30, 8 o'clock. David Schweikert's going to call in. There is so much stuff to talk about with David today. We had this; they had a vote on the floor on whether or not you would like to show your support for the ICE. right? Because, of course, there's there's a bunch of these folks that want to, you know, running around going, abolish ICE! Yeah. Abolish! That whole thing.
They're in charge of national security now. The mob is in charge of national security.
So we'll talk about that. Actually, the funny part of it is how many Democrats voted instead of aye or no, voted present.
Yeah, they're strong.
Like even
they have strong backbones, right, don't they?
Correct. You
know, weasels. I just want to, you know, it's not even the dog days of summer yet, because that happens in August. Okay. I just want to check out of the world. I'm not really enjoying this world thing.
Mr. Neely and I were talking a little bit last night about it, you know, he was saying, you know, we all hope that this horrible string of crime that's going on in Tucson,
locally, jungle,
is somehow just like that summer crazies.
Yeah,
right. It's hot, blah blah blah. But I mean, I hope it's that.
Yeah.
Because if it's not,
you never lived through the race riots of the '60s or any of that stuff. There's a building.
Tell us, young man.
It's not necessarily the crime thing in this town, but the feeling in America is about ready to explode. You just wait till August when things are really hot and humid back east, and they're not getting their way. And, you know, it has to happen before all the kids go back to school, because they all have time in their hands and they go out in the street and riot. It's going to get ugly. It's about boiling point. And this Zuckerberg, Zuckerpuss, I call him.
Why don't you leave him alone?
No, because he won't leave the world alone. He's the second most wealthiest man in the world now, and he is just cranking it up, and him and his Facebook pals and all the people who on Facebook are just cranking it and putting their money in. It's ugly, man. It's ugly. That's all I know, and I've seen it happen. 60s and some other time, too. What else do we have? You know, the Detroit riots and all that stuff. The L.A. riots, remember, from Rodney King and all that stuff. That was afterwards. Same stuff, only now it's not racial, but they'll try to make it racial. It's immigration. It's the border. It's like, what? We're a country. We have a border. Shut up. Now, go back to work and go to school. Stop whining. The president said this. You know, did that really affect you yesterday? Whatever he did on Monday, did that really affect you today?
Well, it affects you if you haven't gotten past that Hillary Clinton
didn't
win.
But in the world.
But that's what we're dealing with.
I know.
Right?
But it has nothing to do with reality.
There are people walking around the planet that their girl Hillary did not win.
Thank God.
But that's where we're at, right? That's what we're dealing with. That's what these news networks are dealing out of.
And they just can't let it go, man. It's crazy. There is no news. Have you noticed? It's not news. It's all opinion. Well, what did you think about that? And then they talk for an hour and a half. There is no news.
So a perfect example of the news. I'm watching Morning Joe this morning. Jody Ernst, who's a Republican senator out of Iowa's on. And this Weasley-like creature named Sam Stein from Daily Beast is asking her a question, right? And he wants to. And they're talking about what Trump said about the U.S. intelligence in Russia, right?
Blah, 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 blah,
and Jody said, "Look, I'm glad." She kind of echoed a little bit what I said yesterday. I'm glad Trump talks to people instead of, you know, these people that we need to have discussions with, who we feel like are rivals or enemies or whatever we want to call them. I'm there. But, you know, what he said, I'm not really a big fan of, right? Mm-hmm. And so this guy says, Mrs. Senator, you know, I heard you talking, and I just want, I understand that you disagree with it. He said, why isn't the Senate planning, trying to actually act as a balance, and try to censure the president? Whatever he said, right? Like, somehow, can you guys do something to punish Trump, right? Yeah. For what he said, right? And I'm sitting there going, did you ask the same question? Right, when Barack Obama lied about A through Z? Of course not. All right? So, again, I got it. You hate Trump, he hates you.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
The other thing about...
Next.
Here's the other thing. If you are a U.S. senator or congressperson, what is Trump doing? He's taking the heat off of you guys. Democrat or Republican, everyone's on him. And he likes it. Don't get me wrong. He is an attention.
Oh yeah,
he eats attention like you and I would have a piece of toast with our eggs in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I'm telling you, these Democrats and Republicans, one of the things they love about Donald Trump is he takes the heat for everything.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
So
does he have broad shoulders? He does. I mean, yeah, he can't take criticism either, but
no.
He is. He is the lightning rod. And, you know, and in the background, he's doing so much stuff. Him and his wife, they're putting together committees, they're doing stuff.
My thing with him, I mean, in relation to what he's doing, okay?
But everybody's, both sides, just jump on his shoulders.
Here's the thing about Donald Trump, whether you hate him or not, okay? What he's doing that's really interesting is he's actually doing exactly what he told you he was going to do on the campaign trail.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you think of that.
Yeah.
So, Washington Post, Democracy Dies in the Darkness. Well, actually, let's do this. I'm going to...
All the news that fits right now.
Now, so this is from the Bible of the Arizona Daily Star, the Washington Post, right?
Oh, good.
This is their Bible, okay? Yep. Now, what we're going to do is come back, and we're going to talk about Congress in relation to the president and why they should be thankful that he is a media maniac who loves controversy and people hating him and him banging on them. All right? And we'll talk about Congress and what they're up to and how they should, the way they act, that they should really kind of appreciate that this guy is a magnet and enjoys being the magnet for all this stuff. So,
in the streets.
Feels like one of those days. I'm writing the playlist right now. The title's going to be One of Those Days. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice.
Wake up, Tucson. Talk with us now. 790-2040.
This is Albert Vasquez, owner of El Saurito. My family has been serving healthy Mexican food since 1989. We are excited to invite you to our new location on Fort Lowe, just east of Country Club. Join us for our amazing Sunday brunch where you can enjoy all you could eat from 10 to 5, featuring custom-made omelets and fish tacos with no breading and no oils. Enjoy huevo rancheros, pancakes, breakfast burritos. Call for daily specials at El Saurito at 297-1264.
Matt, you're on with Chris and Ron Arenas from Picture Rocks. What's up, amigo?
Hey, Ron, I just wanted to say thank you, man. You guys did a great, great job. I mean, same day. I called him up. He says, we'll be up. Can you be there this afternoon? I'm like, yeah, we're ready for the summer now.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you for calling us. It's a pleasure to serve you.
We're thrilled. And, Ron, again, thank you to you and your crew. It's just really amazing.
Oh, you are certainly welcome.
Get back to work, dude. And that's, again, picturerockscooling.com, 440-4069.
Let's face it. Martha McSally is pretending. McSally is a liberal who supports big spending, special interests, and amnesty for illegal immigrants. Leading conservative groups give her voting record an F and rate her one of the most liberal Republicans in Congress. Listen to what Martha said about President Trump's plan to secure our borders when she campaigned against him.
I condemned what he said. This is against everything that we believe in.
Never Trumper Martha refused to endorse President Trump, even leaving open the possibility of voting for Hillary Clinton. But now, Martha and her establishment allies are trying to trick us, spending millions to paint liberal Martha as a conservative. They even scrubbed McSally's website, removing statements supporting amnesty and Obama's immigration policies. Don't fall for Martha and her Washington tricks. Please support Dr. Kelly Ward, the only Senate candidate who supports President Trump's conservative agenda and can win.
Kelly Pack is responsible for the content of the ad, not affiliated with any candidate or candidate's committee. KellyPack.us.
How'd you like to buy shoes the same way some tire companies try to sell you a tire?
Good day, Super Sneakers. We've got the shoe for you.
I'd like to buy the sneakers you advertise for $9.95.
$29.50, and you're out of here.
But your ad says $9.95.
Right. You want laces, don't you?
Of course.
Matching?
Why, naturally.
$5. And you'll want air for the aerosol, right?
Sure.
$10.
What a rip.
There's no business like shoe business.
Buying tires at some places is like buying shoes and paying extra for the laces. Tire valves and balancing are necessary when you buy tires, but they're never included in the advertised price. At Jack Furrier's, there are no hidden extras. Valve stems, wheel balancing, lifetime rotations, and repairs are all included. And this month, Jack Furrier's is featuring select Cooper tires. When you buy three, you'll get the fourth tire free. Never settle for some no-name tire. Check JackFurrier.com for even more special deals. Nobody beats Jack Furrier Tire and Auto Care.
Do you think it's possible to find common ground with those whom you disagree with in the political arena? Is there objective truth that we can appeal to obtain common sense solutions to problems? This is Joseph Morgan, host of a new live call-in talk show, Common Sense, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. The purpose of my show will be to apply conservatism directly to policy solutions. So tune in this Saturday at 1 p.m. on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and let's talk some common sense.
Talk! Wake up, Tucson! 622, good morning to you at AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, KVOI.com. I'm Ed Alexander, and traffic, no biggie. It's amazing. I could rant on that, but I won't right now. Get off my butt. Anyway, you know how big the world is, and you know how close you come up to guys when you're parked at a stoplight? I mean, could you give an inch? Huh? Never mind. No, it's your world. I get it. Hot and humid. Could you tell? Here we go again. 30% chance of isolated thunderstorms later today and again tomorrow night. And then mostly over the mountains, basically. And clearing this weekend. And then it gets hotter. So it's one or the other. So highs about 100 today through Saturday, 103 Sunday, 108 Monday and Tuesday. That's what you get to look forward to when the rains go away. All right. Phoenix, 107 today through Saturday, 114 or 15 next week. Crazy stuff. So you know what you ask for, you know. 75% humidity, 79 degrees right now at AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Thank you, Robert. Jill Winfield on the on-deck sacral, running for Oral Valley Mayor. Satish, if you want to come on, you know where to find me, but I know you don't want to answer hard questions. Yeah, we're breaking even. Yeah. Listener Martin, okay, my frustration on this Trump derangement syndrome. I'm frankly sick and tired of the bias, and they have solidified my vote for most Republicans from now on.
Thank you very much.
The red wave of 20 and 18 and 20 is being feared by Democrats. I don't hear it on the news or radio anymore, but let's get the country, state, county, city moving forward to greatness like no other period in history.
They're panicking. They are panicking. That's so scary. So you don't know what they're going to do next. So.
So we're just talking about how Trump is a lightning rod for all this. He loves it. He loves hitting the other side. He just loves it. This is what this guy thrives on. You know, this is his hobby. And but here's the thing. This is from the Washington Post from a couple of months ago, right? So, you know, Sarah and Fitz could believe it. All right. Trump's approval rating, right, is somewhere between 40 and 50, right? Mm-hmm. Congress, 18. Their disapproval rating is 75.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. And worse for the lawmakers, only 11% of those enthusiastic to vote are enthusiastic to vote in the upcoming midterms approve of their job performance. So if you take the people who say they're enthusiastic to vote in the midterms, right, they are only 11% enthusiastic about, approve Congress's job approval. Their approval rating only bumped up 3 points from February, which when it was at 15.
Well, yeah. What have they done?
Okay. So if you're any of these folks in Congress, right, because no one wants to work together anymore. This is the thing again. Everyone keeps talking about reaching over aisles and hands. You know.
It's over. Done. Ain't happening.
Bill number two said it years ago. It's the largest honeypot of money in America. And the goal is to become, for a lot of people, not all, part of the 635 folks that control the largest honeypot in America, which is the United States federal budget. And that's where we're at. And I've told you, right? If you really want to distill down how this is breaking down, and you can do it locally or whatever. But right now, you have the people in power and the people who have partnered or know how to exploit the people in power for their own financial gain versus everybody else. That's where you're at. And the Democrats and the Republicans have been fighting for years to be the ones in power. That's where we're at. So I don't know why the, you know, Mitch and the crew on the Senate, you really want to do. See, again, we kept on saying this about the Republican Party, right? You gave them the House, right? Remember they said, oh God, Barack Obama's the president. So then guys like David and these Freedom Caucus Tea Party people, they're the ones who saved America from Barack Obama's agenda blowing up America. Because in the end, Barack Obama was a ideological lefty that somehow snuck into the president of the United States. Okay? Now, then you said, oh, give us a Senate. You got the Senate. Oh, we need a president. You got a president now. And we're still dealing with this 60-vote rule in the Senate. Just blow it up. Just blow it up. Blow up the 60-vote rule. It's not in the Constitution. Just go do it. Because you don't work together, right? So this omnibus bill that they passed with all of this spending and blew up the debt. I mean, the debt's $1 trillion now. A trillion with a T. Or getting there. So you're not working together. So act like, okay, you got 51 votes. Go do it. Go reduce the size of government like you keep saying. That's the part that's really scary is, I love Mitch McConnell like I like scraping my knuckles on a cold cheese grater. Okay? But why not blow up the 60-vote rule? Because in the end, they like the 60-vote rule. Mitch and the crew. Because they'll always give them an excuse not to get things done that they tell you they're going to do. Because if they got to cut stuff, they're going to piss off people who stroke checks to them. That's where you're at. And we know that on the other side, right, Schweikert's been telling us for eons now, 3/4 of the federal government, federal budget by 2020 is going to be something that has nothing to do with running government, right? It's Medicare, Social Security, interest on debt, Obamacare. Obamacare should be fixed by now. Blow up the 60-vote rule and just redo it. But we got Mitch going, oh no, we got the 60-vote rule. Screw the 60-vote rule. Fix America. I don't know where you guys are at. Hey, think about it, all you Tea Partiers out there, right? You remember remember the signs you held when Barack Obama was president? And they said, oh, you're adding all this debt onto our children and our grandchildren. Remember that? I didn't even know what the number is right now. Remember it was like $68,000 per person? If you take the total debt owed by the United States and divide it by population, that number's got to be higher now. Where are you at now? Because you can say, oh, we control everything. What do you control? So, yes, we do have higher GDP. That's great. We do have low unemployment. That's great. We're not cutting much. I don't understand how we don't. Yeah, more revenue coming into the federal government if we can cut the other side. So what is, if you're a Clintonite, right? You always say Bill Clinton, you say, well, the national debt, Bill Clinton reduced the national debt. It's true. Well, part of it is he had a hell of a GDP. Remember that old internet revolution? Remember when, do you remember something called pets.com? I mean, that crap was trading at $148 a share in the 90s. I don't know if it's even in business anymore. So I'm telling you, Congress, when you look at Trump and you want to complain, I know it's all politics. But in the end, your approval rating is 18. Now, of course, what happens is if you look at the approval rate of everyone individually in their districts because of the way gerrymandering and redistricting goes, it's higher. So everyone loves their person or kind of likes their person, but everyone thinks Congress sucks. So, again, very weird place over there. It's called the swamp for a real, real reason. 6:31 in the morning. Let's go visit some great sponsors. Joe Winfield's here. He is running for Oro Valley mayor.
Up there on the beautiful hill we call the OV.
We got Tucson. That's 30 the boys.
Intelligent talk about local issues. Somebody's got to do it. Wake up Tucson. Mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 1030 KBOI. The Voice.
It's summertime in Tucson, and the staycation deals at hotels, spas, and splashy resorts in town are just the tip of the saguaro at mytucsonsummer.com. From cool nighttime happenings at our major attractions to terrific events featuring the hottest in food, drink, and live music downtown and throughout the city all summer long. There's so much to see and do right here in your own backyard. You can beat the heat, but you can't beat the savings and the fantastic ideas for planning your summer adventures at mytucsonsummer.com.
Here they come, right on schedule.
The kettle?
Nope. Garlic dishes from parts all over. It's time for the 9th Annual Garlic Festival at the Triangle T Historic Guest Ranch in beautiful, always 10 to 20 degrees cooler, Dragoon, Arizona.
Is there going to be live music?
You bet. And a farmer's market, craft booths, and lots of delicious garlic dishes. It all happens July 28th and 29th from 10 a.m. until 4, and just an hour from Tucson. Call Triangle T Guest Ranch at 520-586-7533 or at azretreatcenter.com.
Our house has a lot of windows.
We were always getting up to adjust the light in the room.
But then we discovered Budget Blinds motorized window coverings.
You can't beat the quality or price.
Now we just touch a button on the remote or wall switch.
And shades go up. Like this.
With no cords, they're kid-friendly and pet-safe.
Hurry! Your chance to save on kid-friendly motorized window coverings from Budget Blinds is ending soon.
Call locally owned Budget Blinds in Tucson at 790-6180.
Don't let a little heat stop you from getting the perfect used car. Stay cool and shop almost 900 used cars 24/7 at JimClick.com. Get incredible offers like a used 2017 Ford Escape, just $19,999. A used 2017 Dodge Grand Caravan, $20,347. Or a used 2018 Chevy Silverado, now just $28,600. And every used car comes with maintenance for life. Shop, get financing, then just pick up your car. It all starts at JimClick.com. Get details at 888-877-9926.
Would you love a great deal on pottery and outdoor decor? It's time to BOGO. Quality Pottery on South Nogales Highway and Pottery Fiesta in Catalina are receiving new shipments of high-fired pottery, so they're extending their summer BOGO sale through July 31st. Buy one, get one free on all of their high-fired pottery. Mix and match, equal or lesser value. And everything else in the store is discounted 20%. If you're wanting to add a little something extra to your yard this summer, come enjoy the huge savings at Quality Pottery on South Nogales Highway and Pottery Fiesta in Catalina.
News 4 Tucson investigators, Lupita Maria.
I receive tips not just from Tucson, but I receive tips from all over the country about things that are going on in Tucson.
Asking the questions we all want answered.
You may get away with it for a little bit, but it's going to catch up to you. And when it does, I'm going to be there.
News 4 Tucson. Investigating for you. See all the award-winning investigations from News 4 Tucson investigators. Download the News 4 Tucson app. It's a free download at your app store.
Come on, rise up, gather round.
Look at that. He's so happy. All righty. 6:35 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Ed Alexander. It's one of those days, as
it's
we like to
say. One of those days, day.
Good morning to Joe Winfield. He is running for the Oral Valley mayor spot. Joe, what's going on, sir?
Good morning, Chris. Really happy to join you and your audience, and look forward to having a conversation about the campaign in the next few minutes.
If you want to follow along on the interweb, go to JoeWinfieldMayor.com, and then if you want to help him out, because there's going to be a lot of big money going for the incumbents here, usually from developers. You would want to support Joe. There's a big button that says contribute. It even has a heart on it. It's so cute. Now, I saw you guys on 4th of July morning. You guys had your meet and greet at the park. But before that, really the last time I saw you was this very bizarre forum at the Oral Valley Republican Women's Club.
That's true.
And the reason I say bizarre is I thought it was very cute that the incumbents, including, I believe, the mayor, started with calls for civility.
That's also true.
Right? And then it seemed like a half hour later, well, not only did I have Lou Waters laughing while one of the challengers were talking during the forum, but I had people, I think the mayor, talking about how you guys were being disingenuous either slash just untruthful. And I sat here going, is this the same guy who called for civility 32 minutes ago? Is this the pattern of how this debate has been going for these seats?
Well, admittedly, we haven't had a lot of face-to-face interaction with challengers. That's really been the venue. But the few opportunities I've had to have interactions with the mayor, that's been pretty typical. So it wasn't unexpected.
What is there now? Usually the good people in Sun City have a forum. Are they going to do another one this
they
year?
They are. There's going to be actually two debates, two forums. The first is July 31st. That'll be sponsored by the Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce. The exact time, I think it may be 7 in the evening. It'll be at the El Conquistador Resort.
Okay.
August 4th is the second forum. That's a Saturday, and that's being hosted, I believe, by the Republican Club of Sun City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's usually the big one at Sun City.
Those are two important opportunities for folks to get a firsthand view of the challengers and incumbents.
So I got a email from the Tucson Association of Realtors, who's not happy with you guys because they say you've been calling for a moratorium on development.
Yeah.
So can you if it's not true, please clarify what they think you said.
Absolutely, I would love the opportunity to clarify that, Chris. First of all, I'm a landscape architect by profession. I've been involved in the development community my whole professional life. Yes, I've worked for the National Park Service, but I've been involved, and I want to be very clear that I have never called for a moratorium on development. In fact, the opposite is true. I've been very clear that private property owners have the right to develop their property to the fullest economic value possible. But towns also have rights as well. And really what I was speaking to is the role that town government has in regulating land use and zoning. And so that's an important role for local government and to ensure that the community will is upheld in regards to land use and zoning. I'd just like to say, Chris, that there are nearly 2,000 homes currently zoned for development in Oro Valley, many parcels, both residential and commercial, which have development rights attached. If we're elected, if I'm elected, these developments will be allowed to continue as required by law. There will not be a moratorium on development. This would not be legally permissible. We'll take a temporary pause on large-scale rezonings while we assess the needs and desires of the community. We anticipate that due to the already zoned parcels whose development rights have been granted by the incumbents, there will be much new development within Oro Valley in the next 4 years.
So what you're saying is, what is the current council doing that you don't like in relation to development? Let's go to that question.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I've because of my interest in the community, and I've been involved in both of the general plans, both the 2006-2016. And I believe that the general plans, because of the community outreach involvement that is done, that they represent the community's interest, their vision for the community. That is then translated into land use and zoning. The mayor and council, as you may or may not know, in the past three elections have received almost over 150,000 or nearly 150,000 in contributions from developers. These same developers have brought 14 rezoning proposals to this mayor and council. 13 of those rezonings have been passed 7-0, and the 14th was passed 6-1. So I believe what's happened, Chris, is that developers have either co-opted the general plan in a sense, and the mayor and council, they found a friendly mayor and council, and the mayor and council are beholden to these developers who've contributed significantly to their campaigns, and they're simply not representing the citizens of our community.
So one of the things I've heard the incumbents talk about, of course, is the idea that even though they're doing rezoning, it's still part of the general plan, and they're saving all of this open space. So what's your answer when you hear that?
Well, I think that plans are dynamic. There's no question about it. But there's a process in terms of amending or rezoning properties, and that process includes involving the community, listening to the community, and helping them to be a part of that decision-making process. I think that that what's happened is that the perception is that these decisions are already pre-made, and when the community comes to voice their opinion, that the mayor and council are just simply going through the process, that the decision was made before the public hearing, and citizens feel disenfranchised. They don't feel that they're being listened to. They don't feel that the general plan is being complied with. And so that's the problem, is that the community just feels that they don't have a voice.
What I have found, and I was talking to a couple of incumbent supporters a couple of weeks ago, and I said one of the things that disturbs me about the current mayor and his six votes is it's like a dog and pony show, okay, because there's so many 7-0 votes. The idea that we had that 1-6-1 vote on, I don't even know who the one who voted no, but, that was like the first time we saw someone like dissent against the crew here a little bit. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's really, that I don't like, and this is what I told these Satish supporters, is they don't like people who, they don't even, I feel like they're nasty towards people who disagree with them. And this is the part I don't like, is their attitude towards, because they're supposed to represent everybody, even the ones who don't like their decisions. And even if you don't like the criticism of your constituents, that's in the job description, right? So back to the golf course purchase, right?
Sure.
So they've slammed on December 18th this down everyone's throat. They do literally behind-the-scenes deal. Okay. Even the people who are on the council didn't find out about it until a couple of weeks before. All right. And they vote on it, right? These four who are running for office slam the golf course down your throat, right?
Golf course and a half-cent sales tax increase.
And a half-cent sales tax increase, right? Then they had, quote, meetings about it 2 months later, right? And then they'll say, I've literally heard them say, oh, we got your input on the golf course thing. And you're sitting there going, after you bought it.
Absolutely. And I attended those meetings. And there wasn't that's not the type of community involvement that our town deserves. And my whole profession for the past 20 years focus has been community-based decision making, working with communities around the state of Arizona, and the You're exactly right, Chris. I mean, that's what happened. It was disappointing, and it's not the type of community involvement that I envision in the future.
I feel like there's this weird unreality with this, and that's part of it, right? You have the meetings after you'd made the decision, and we gave you input, right? That's not reality.
That is not reality.
All right, let's talk about the golf course.
And that's okay? Not input.
So as of this last year, the Troon Golf is reporting, with 1 month to go left in the fiscal year, okay, mm-hmm. They're now updating their golf losses forecast to $1.9 million.
Right.
$1.9 million in losses in the golf business. Let me say it again. $1.9 million. And I have this mayor and his zombies running around telling everyone we're breaking even. That is... It's weird at best.
It's definitely, and this is the part that I simply don't understand, how the mayor and council can tell the community, just as you've said, that we're breaking even on this golf course, and not being transparent with us. I mean, the numbers are there; it's in their own financial reports. It's just that the mayor and council look at the sales tax, the tax subsidy, as a revenue stream, as essentially non-paid green fees.
Right. Has anyone ever said non-paid green fees?
I've heard it's been said. I haven't heard it directly, so I can't substantiate that. But I've heard that's been a comment from...
So on Facebook, Oro Valley resident Fran LaSala had a great point. Someone asked the mayor... Mayor Satish, if it's really breaking even, that means you're going to stop the sales tax?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're saying. He walks around. I heard it multiple times at that forum. We're breaking even.
I don't know.
Get out of here.
I don't know what it is about the golf course, because we don't talk about the Aqua Center breaking even. We don't talk about the soccer fields breaking even. There's something unique about the golf course that we talk about it breaking even when nothing could be further from the truth.
So in the end, right, what do we know about who does the golf course serve, right, in the end? I got a little over 200 members, okay, and then you have some residents that play it. But not many residents are playing golf because we just lost the golf club at Vistoso because they're not making enough money with enough rounds. And this place just is going to lose $1.9 million in a year.
Well, this year. And last year it lost 2.5, and the year before that it lost 2.4. So actually the 1.9 is an improvement, Chris.
Oh, sorry.
So there has been an increase, and I think in fairness. So the club membership is dropping. But the outside play has been increasing. But it's been a trade-off, right? So the club membership has been dropping, outside play has been increasing. But the bottom line is that the golf industry is in decline as a whole. The other is that we're oversaturated with golf. It's not like folks don't have options or choices of where to play. And the question for the community is this something that we want to continue to support with our sales tax? I mean, every time you go and purchase something, 25% of your sales tax that you've just paid is earmarked to subsidize golf and to subsidize these golf losses.
790-2040 is the phone number. wakeuptucson@gmail.com. Let's go visit some great sponsors, and we'll do one more segment with Mayor candidate Joe Winfield in Oral Valley. We have David Schweikert calling in from Washington, D.C. In the next hour, Casey Welch running for CD2 in the third hour. Again, Satish, it's called the emails wakeuptucson@gmail.com. If you want to come on and tell me about how golf is breaking even, I'll give you an hour. Let's go. Here come the law, gonna break down the door, gonna carry me away once more. Never want to get anymore.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up during the noon hour Thursday, Pima County Supervisor Steve Christie joins us on AM 1030 KVOI Tucson Sports. Ready afternoon, I got a blower tycoon and a plane on a slide trombone.
When we started Sun Street Mortgage in 2005, our goal was to create a local mortgage company that would treat our clients like family and friends. Now it's many years later, and we've had great success. Today we have offices throughout Arizona and the Southwest. Even though we've grown, we have clients that are family and friends forever. Call us today at Sun Street Mortgage at 547-2400 if we can be of any help to you. Sun Street Mortgage, take the street that leads you home.
ACBK number 0907366 and MLS number 145171. Sun Street Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender.
Matt, you're on with Chris and Ron Arenas from Picture Rocks. What's up, amigo?
Hey, Ron, I just wanted to say thank you, man. You guys did a great, great job. I mean, same day. I called him up. He says, we'll be up. Can you be there this afternoon? I'm like, yeah, we're ready for the summer now.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you for calling us. It's a pleasure to serve you.
We're thrilled. And, Ron, again, thank you to you and your crew. It's just really amazing.
Oh, you are certainly welcome.
Get back to work, dude. And that's, again, picturerockscooling.com, 440-4069.
Hey, it's Mike Schmidt from Anchor Wave. Are you burying the competition in your great reviews, or are they doing that to you? I've put together a free video training showing you how to get more 5-star reviews for your business. No opt-in required. Just go to letsgetmorereviews.com. Stop overlooking how competitors are getting more calls from Google searches than you are just because they appear as the obvious choice. Let me show you how to turn it around so this story ends in you getting the call instead of someone else. Go to letsgetmorereviews.com and let's get you more reviews right now.
Borderlands Trading Company, the best of Mexico at the best prices. Borderlands features custom wood creations, rustic leather furniture, classic furnishings from old Mexico, finely crafted and detailed hand-hammered copper. Borderlands offers the largest variety of Mexican imports in the Southwest. Find us at 7700 East Wrightstown, 6020 North Oracle, or online at directfrommexico.com. Borderlands Trading Company.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approved this message. What if I told you about a politician who refused to support President Trump in the election and called his words hateful? A person that said we'll never have a border wall and that walls don't work. Someone who voted for amnesty 11 times and for wasteful government spending 28 times. You'd think it was a Democrat, or maybe Jeff Flake. Sadly, Martha McSally said and did all of this. Martha isn't a conservative. She's a fake Republican. That's why Mitch McConnell and the failed Washington establishment support her. But Arizona Republicans won't be fooled anymore. I'm Dr. Kelly Ward, and I supported President Trump when it mattered most, not just to help myself in an election. I will build the wall, oppose amnesty, and secure our border. I'll be the conservative Arizona can trust. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
Wake up, Tucson and vicinity. Thank you very much. 6:54 in your morning at AM 1030 KVOI. The Voice. Traffic, no major accidents out there right now. Weather, playing that waiting game again. Hot and humid and in between. We got a 30% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms later today and tomorrow night. Evenings are the best time, mostly over the mountains in southeastern Arizona. You know, the Mount Graham's going to get it. Maybe even Mount Lemmon will get it, the Rincons. But will it get into our valley is the question. Looks like it's going to be clearing this weekend and then heating up. So high today, tomorrow, and Saturday near 100, 103 on Sunday, 108 Monday and Tuesday. Official high yesterday was 95. About 75% humidity and 80 degrees right now is where we're starting off at AM 1030. KVOI, The Voice.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
It's one of those days.
It is one of those days.
Gary from Bisbee reminded me.
Thank you very much. 6:54 in the morning. Christy Simone, Ed Alexander, Joe Winfield running for Oro Valley Mayor. Go to winfieldformayor.com. Had a quick question about the Tucson Association Realtors email based on, you said, Mort. Did you actually talk to them?
You know, they reached out to me with a letter to fill out some questions, which I did respond to them. They said they were going to set up an interview. I'd never heard from them.
So they basically sent out an email saying that they are not a big fan of you because you said the quote word moratorium. That's what they think you said. We already cleared that up earlier.
Yeah.
But
no moratorium.
All right. So but they sent you a letter that you filled out and they never set up an interview with you.
Right.
Okay.
There's no follow up.
Just wanted to make sure. Now, what do you guys want to do? We only have about 4 minutes here, so okay. you have your running with Melanie Barrett, Josh Nicholson, and Joyce
Jones-Ivy.
Jones-Ivy.
Yeah, great team.
What's the platform, if you will?
Sure. So there's some important things that we want to focus on, Chris, if we're fortunate enough to be elected. First of all, we have made a pledge that we will not accept donations from developers and other special interests. This is because we want to represent residents and not special interests. I think the most recent financial report for the first quarter of the campaign is representative of that. I've had over 70 donors. The mayor has had a handful, of which the majority are special interests. At the top of the list are HSL and CHI as his number one contributors. We will represent town residents. We have a strong interest in responding to the community's interest in amenities for our parks. We'd like to build two ball fields and a playground at Naranja Park. The golf course is continuing, as we've just talked about, having significant losses. We want to revisit the National Golf Foundation plan, especially option B, the 27-hole option, which would show potentially a $500,000 savings. We want to restore credibility to the general plan and zoning process. And I think an important step in that is our pledge to not accept donations from special interest. In terms of the town budget, which has escalated significantly in the past 4 years, we want to put a hold on any new hires and look at the departments, again, reminding ourselves of the fundamental purpose of town government to provide public safety, to ensure that we have good infrastructure and a parks and recreation program that we can all be proud of.
The there's going to be two more chances of two forums coming up.
Two forums.
There's going to be the Oro Valley Chamber one.
Yes.
And what day is that again?
It's July 31st. It'll be at the El Conquistador. I think about 7 o'clock. But just there'll be certainly a press release about it.
And just Google the Oro Valley Chamber. They'll have it on their calendar. And then the Republican Club of Sun City,
August 4th, which is a Saturday. I imagine it'll be mid afternoon.
I'm telling you, the one at Sun City, you got to get there early if you want to see, because that is a very, both parties, whatever party you are, they are very involved and they are really into it. So if you think you're going to cruise in there 10 minutes before the start time and you're going to get a seat, you're not going to get a seat. Now, so again, check out if you want to support Winfield for mayor. Did I get that?
No, it's Joe Winfield Mayor. Joe Winfield Mayor dot com.
JoeWinfieldMayor.com. All right, sir. Good luck.
Chris, thank you for the time.
Keep doing what
today.
You're doing.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Joe Winfield running for Oro Valley Mayor. Remember, if you're someone who's not in Oro Valley and you're saying, well, you know, you're like kind of tuning out a little bit. I live in Oro Valley. Why is this important to me? Because what happens is the powers that be in Pima County, a lot of them that we've talked about that have kind of ruined this place, they're pulling for Satish. They like him on RTA and PAG. And so if you're not a big fan of how Pima County runs totally or regionally sometimes, just remember the powers that be would love to have Satish come back for another term and his crew. So I'm just telling you, remember, these are the same crew that jumped out for John Winchester to try to kill Allie Miller. So just remember that when you guys, you know, when you're thinking about this and why this is important regionally. So Ed, when we come, Ed's got news coming up. Totally amazing. He's got 7 people now.
How many people are going to shoot each other today? Thank you.
Ed, I won an award, too, I got to tell you about at the top of the
hour. You did?
Yeah, I got an award.
All right.
It's the closest thing to my Les Nessman Award
I think I might ever get.
When we come back, David Schweikert calling from Washington, D.C. We'll talk about weird votes supporting ICE and other things like that. And then we have Casey Welch running for CD2 on the Republican side. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.
Always look on the light side of life.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com. Always look on.